Ah, yes, it is. B-Maz and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. You like that? I just repeated exactly what the open told you. Joe Beamer here with you for the next hour. Hope you're having a glorious start to your day. I know it's a little rainy outside, not getting that sunlight we talked about yesterday, but hopefully you are finding a way to wake up, get to work, and have a productive Thursday. Is it just me, or has this week been dragging? It feels like the earthquake on Monday here in Western New York, the 3.8. It feels like that was 3 weeks ago. I know this goes right in line with what I was talking about yesterday, being overly tired, even though I got a ton of sleep. I cannot believe it's only Thursday. It is just the slowest moving week. I said that to my wife yesterday. I go, it's such a slow moving week. But we're here and we're going to have a little fun. We're going to try to make this, as a lot of you wish, a very fast moving hour. I want to get to something. You know, yesterday we were talking about the Super Bowl. And then I told you I could not go any further because we had Sheila on. And she had worked at the Plaza in New York. And I could not let that call go because a goal of mine and a goal of mine and my wife's, because one of our favorite movies is Home Alone 2, is to go stay at the Plaza. So I'm glad Jimmy had my attention drawn to that, because I could not end the show without taking that call. So I told you we were going to leave the topic as a tease and come back to it today, and it is finally today. So I want to talk Super Bowl, and then I want to talk about everyone's favorite food, pizza, because it is National Pizza Day. So we'll get to that. I actually put on my Facebook page, about National Pizza Day, and the number of places that have already come in is unbelievable. And a lot of the places on my Facebook page, I have not heard of or been to. So I am trying to, drop the weight, but I think a slice of pizza a week won't do any harm. So I'm going to try to get through a lot of those pizza places that you have mentioned on my Facebook page, and we'll get to that later in the show. But I got to start with this. Is anyone else just not excited for the Super Bowl? Usually Super Bowl week, I'm a big football fan, so I get excited, I don't remember the Bills ever being in the Super Bowl. That was before my time of remembering things. But, I would always be excited. Okay, we got the two best teams. Here we go. Two best teams in the NFL. Going to play in the Super Bowl to see who the champion is. And I'd always get excited for the commercials because I'm a media nerd, or for the halftime show. But this year, and, no offense to the Super Bowl ads, no offense to Rihanna, it has nothing to do with that. I think it's going to stink watching this game on Sunday. And I think it's because of the expectations. Now, as a Bills fan, right, I've always said, okay, next year we're shocking the world, we're going to the Super Bowl. I've said that my entire life. They were 4-12 one year. I said, next year, that's the year. They're going to shock the world. They didn't. They won two more games. Anyway, this year was so much different, because this year, not only were we in Buffalo talking about the Buffalo Bills going to the Super Bowl, they were the odds-on favorite. The national sports media was talking about the Buffalo Bills going to the Super Bowl. That was the talk. It wasn't just the diehard fans in Buffalo. As some would call us, the delusional fans in Buffalo, it was the national media telling everybody, look out for Buffalo, they're going to the Super Bowl. And the fact the Bills didn't make the Super Bowl this year, it just feels different. And I realize we have people in the audience who are Eagles fans, Chiefs fans, and I know you're having a great week, and I hope you enjoy the game on Sunday. And I'm going to watch the game Sunday, obviously. I'm an NFL fan. I'm a football fan. I love football. But it doesn't feel like Super Bowl week to me. Because I was expecting this to be a week talking about the Bills, talking about Josh Allen. There was a chance that I'd be going to the Super Bowl to cover it here for WBEN. So to me, it just feels so different than in years past. And I think it's because it wasn't just our expectations as Bills fans, it was the national expectations. And especially, and obviously we didn't know how bad the Rams were at the beginning of the year. They were, you know, Super Bowl champions. So we thought, oh gosh, you know, the Bills defeated the defending Super Bowl champions. Turned out to not be that big of a win. But it just, this week just does not feel the same. Like, I am more excited about what's happening on February 13th, pitchers and catchers, than I am the Super Bowl. I'm more excited for the World Baseball Classic in March. I was looking up the schedule yesterday to see how many games I'll be watching in the control room during the morning show. I'm sure Jimmy's happy to hear that. I am more excited for that. I cannot find myself, and I know on Sunday, as I'm sitting there watching it, I'm just going to be disappointed because all it's going to be is a reminder that the Buffalo Bills did not do what a majority of people thought the Bills were going to do. And they actually missed it by two steps. They didn't even get to the conference final. It was disappointing, a disappointing season. And I think the Super Bowl Sunday is going to remind us of that disappointment. But hey, maybe it's better not to be the favorite. Maybe next year is, or next season's when you shock the world. But that's something we'll have to get into. I wanted to share that with you. That is my feeling going into the Super Bowl. 803-0930, star 930. If you have any thoughts on the Super Bowl, and do you have any momentum going to the, you know, going into the Super Bowl, or do you kind of feel like me, like, yeah, it'll be on. I might go to a Super Bowl party. I know a lot of you are. But the game's just going to be disappointing because what could have been? I'm not going to say what should have been because then I sound like a delusional fan. But what could have been? What I was picturing? I had all these dreams of, you know, these dreams of being in the Super Bowl. When they came to me here at WBEN and said, Joe, our first two options can't go to the Super Bowl. Would you like to go and cover it? Oh my gosh, because that's a real reality. You know, this wasn't 2012, they told me. It's 2023. I'm like, oh, this is a real reality that I might actually go because the Bills might actually go. I think that added to the excitement for me as well. And what a perfect year. Not only do you have the Super Bowl in Arizona, it's the same weekend as probably one of the most rowdy golf events on the tour, which starts today, by the way. I mean, there are people who go to the Waste Management Open. Is that what they call it? I think it's the Waste Management Open. Who don't even follow golf because of the party that it is. Oh my gosh. I mean, what a weekend this had set up to be. And like I said, Monday, I turn on my TV. I had the Super Bowl opening, you know, opening day Super Bowl party show on NFL Network. And I just couldn't bring myself to watch it. I watched it for maybe 10 minutes. And I had to turn it off. I just could not bring myself to be reminded that the Buffalo Bills aren't in it. And yes, Texter's right. The Texter says, disappointing season. Were they 5-12? No, that's a great point. And I should be the first person to say, hey, you know, 8 years ago, I would have been doing a parade for the season the Bills had. But I think when you set the expectations, so high, and you don't get to that point, yeah, it makes a season that 10 years ago we were begging for seem like a waste. And that's not fair because the Bills were a lot of fun to watch this season. And they played some really great games this season. But they're not playing this week. And a lot of the expectations were this week. And I find myself doing that with the Sabres, right? I said in October, if the Sabres are still in playoff contention in February, I'll be happy, right? Now they're 3 points out of the wild card, and I'm saying, well, come on, they got to get in. They got to get in. How disappointing if they don't make up. They're 3 games out. They have 4 games in hand. I forget, hey, go back to what you said in October. They're surpassing what you said in October. I said in contention, which means they could have been 10 points out. They would still be alive. They're 3 points out, Four games in hand. Let's go to John and Elma. John, what do you think of all this?
Well, I want to talk about what the media's contribution is to why the Bills never got close to the Super Bowl.
All right, let me hear it.
I think it's because of people probably like you and others.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that talk too much about, remember when we were ready to play Cincinnati and a whole week went on about Buffalo going to Atlanta. Buffalo's going to Atlanta. And they booked up all kind of box seats and everything for the corporate offices, who never got their money back, by the way. But they booked up all this money for us to be in Atlanta, and I assume also Kansas City, because that's when it was open. And it just made it like it was a foregone conclusion we were breezing by Cincinnati.
Well, but John, if you don't buy the stuff, you're asking people to put their plans together within less than a week.
Well, no, you're not. You're asking people to play the game and let the Bills win. And what I think happened, this is my point, and what I think happened was you are putting it in the minds of the players. They listen to this station and other stations, you know, sports talk stations, 550 and a bunch others. And they listen to you guys talking about going to Atlanta, going to Atlanta. Everybody was going to Atlanta. And I think that just put a mental, you know, it puts a mental thing in your head. And I played football, okay? I played a lot of football. And, you know, you listen to media talk about stuff and you get ingrained in your head, oh, yeah, we'll breeze by Cincinnati, no trouble, you know.
Yep.
That was like the mentality. And unfortunately, you saw what happened the first couple series of downs. Everybody was sitting back saying, well, they're going to give us this game, you know.
John, you know, you actually, the way you explained it, you make a good point. I appreciate the call. You know, obviously a lot of the focus was on Atlanta, and I'll say this, Cincinnati made it a rallying call, which, again, if you look into it, made no sense because Cincinnati was also selling AFC championship tickets in the chance that Jacksonville had beaten Kansas City. But Cincinnati used that to their advantage. I can't say John's wrong. Cincinnati was able to use that to their advantage. And yes, a lot of the mindset was, hey, we're going to Atlanta next week. Now, my hand is right there. I remember at the tailgate for the Bengals game talking about, you know, to other people, hey, when we're leaving for Atlanta, what my flight was. Brian and I did a whole show making fun of my flight to Atlanta because it was going through Denver and doing an overnight in Denver. So, John, I can't say you're wrong. Because that was the topic of discussion after they announced Atlanta. We were talking a lot about this potential game in Atlanta and kind of looking past the game we still had to play. 803-0930, star 930. But again, you know, I don't want to say John's wrong because that was, hey, you know, a lot of people were talking about the NFL's looking at this. The NFL's looking at this. They might make this the regular thing. I'm kind of glad they're not going to. But, you know, Kansas City sold tickets to their championship game, Cincinnati, if they were to host it. You have to sell it early. But maybe it was all the talk about this potential game that may have played into it, right? That may have played into it. I'm not going to say John's wrong. Again, Cincinnati just came out better. I mean, their first two drives, the Bills had no answers. But it's disappointing. And that was the point I was trying to make. Someone said, why is the Waste Management Open a big party? I don't know how it became this big party. But if you just flip it on for 10 minutes this weekend, it's an atmosphere like no other golf event. I mean, it really takes the Happy Gilmore way of treating golf and puts it on the tour. I mean, it is just an event on, you know how the Masters is, you know, like none other, right? The Masters, every, that's the big thing. That's, you know, oh, the Masters, it's a big golf event. This is really taking a rowdy crowd and putting it in a golf event for the Waste Management Open. I can't explain it, but it's a huge party. Again, I don't know how it became that way, but it's a huge party. So I was excited for those two events to be going back to back. Probably wouldn't have been going to both events, but I think that would have made for a really fun weekend for a lot of people, a lot of Western New Yorkers that were planning on heading down there. All right, we'll keep that topic open. That's something you want to comment on, obviously. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. But it is National Pizza Day, and you might call me a hack for doing this. Yes, I might be taking the easy way out on a Thursday, but believe me, I've been called a hack before. I've been told that I take the easy way out, so that's nothing new. But it is National Pizza Day. I mean, Ryan Seacrest is dressed as a slice of pizza on the Regis show. He was, Jimmy. He's taking it off for the interview portion, but he was on the Regis show dressed as a slice of pizza. National Pizza Day. And if there's something, you know, there's a lot of great things about Buffalo, right? And Buffalo has some of the best food. I mean, you cannot deny that. I've been a lot of places in this country, right? And every city has, you know, a few good things, right? New York City has good New York style pizza. They have amazing bagels, okay? There's a lot of good food in New York City. You go on the coast, there's a lot of good seafood, right? Crab cakes in Maryland. I'm trying to go through every town, but you get what I'm saying. Buffalo has a lot of that good food, right? Obviously, I think Buffalo has the best bar food, okay? We've got some of the greatest Italian restaurants here. I mean, we can go through and through. But we have some great pizza establishments, and there are a lot of them. Most people listening to my voice, I would say everyone listening to my voice, has a favorite pizza place, but you all also probably don't know 30% of the pizza places in Buffalo. I know I don't. I've done this topic on National Pizza Day before and have had people recommend places that I've never heard of. It's amazing the number of pizza places that are in Western New York. So on National Pizza Day, and one of my favorite things to do is to give business to local business, okay, is to put the names out there. National Pizza Day. A lot of, my wife just texted me, it's National Pizza Day. A lot of people out there are probably going to have pizza tonight or this weekend with the Super Bowl right around the corner. So in the next segment at 803-0930, star 930, if you have a favorite pizza place or if you have that hidden gem of a pizza place, give us a call. Let us know where it is. And yes, what's your favorite kind of pizza? Now, not to copy Dave Portnoy, but I do think there is something to be said about a regular, just plain cheese pizza. But I also am a fan of specialty pizzas. You ever have the chicken finger pizza at Lenova? Delicious. What about you? 803-0930, star 930. And to kind of piggyback off of what Jim Ryan was talking with Susan Rose about this morning, you walk into a pizza place or into a pickup style place, okay? Like a Jim Steakout. And they ask you for a tip. Are you leaving a tip on a pickup order? And should you? Now, I want to hear from people who have worked the counter at a pizza place, at a pickup place, a takeout place. I've worked at a place like that. I worked at Lenova on Main Street for 14 years, but I was doing deliveries. So I didn't work the counter. What, from the perspective of people who have worked at the counter at a takeout place, at a pizza place, should you be tipping on pickup orders? 803-0930, star 930, National Pizza Day, BMAZ and Beamer, back after this. Hey, we're back. BMAZ and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer with you for another 24 minutes. Yeah, the wind and the rain moving in today. It's a nasty day. Of course, the warmest day is going to be the nastiest weather day. But I know, what the heck was that? I know for a lot of you, gig workers out there, you delivery people, you might be doing some food deliveries or grocery deliveries. This weather, as miserable as it might be to drive in, I know equals some nice tips. So good luck out there. Be safe. Be careful. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the air. It is National Pizza Day. So, of course, we live in Buffalo, New York. Great food all over Buffalo, but a lot of great pizza in Western New York and different styles of pizza. It's all about what people prefer. Where is your go-to pizza place? Where is your hidden gem? And when you're getting pizza on this National Pizza Day, what is your go-to type of pizza? Now, I'm the kind of person that if I'm in the mood, I can be in the mood for different kinds of pizza, right? Lately, I've not been because, you know, I'm trying to eat better. But sometimes I'm in the mood for a nice New York slice, all right? And I have several New York slice places. We've already mentioned Lenova. Someone also on their text board, I mentioned how good the Lenova blue cheese is. I don't know about you. I dip my pizza in blue cheese. If I have pizza, it's getting dipped in blue cheese, and I use a lot of blue cheese. So I'm always ordering like 4 or 5 extra cups of blue cheese to have in the fridge. I like to dip my pizza in blue cheese. It's just always how it's been. But I've mentioned Lenova. They have a good New York slice as well. You know who also has really good New York slices? When Brendan Keeney worked here. This is the reason I miss Brendan Keeney. We used to do slices once a week from Zeddy's right next door. If you've never been to Zeddy's, you gotta go try out Zeddy's. One of my favorite slices they have is just their standard cheese slice. It's delicious. You go to their counter, you're overwhelmed, right? All these different pizzas sitting on their counter. You are completely overwhelmed. I go with the cheese and the barbecue chicken slice. Those are the two slices I get. If they don't have the barbecue chicken, I will usually go with just 2 cheese slices. I think their cheese pizza is delicious. And I'm the kind of person, I don't want to hold up the line. And I am not the best decider on the spot, right? I like to go in with my order. Like, you know, in the Seinfeld episode with the soup place, I like to have my order ready, put my money down, and wait for my slice. So if one of the slices aren't there, usually the backup is just to double what I've already gotten. So that when I'm in the mood for New York slices, those are my two places. I like the Lenova New York slice, and I like the Zeddy New York slices. And again, if you're in this area this afternoon, National Pizza Day, and you're in the mood for a New York slice, try out Zeddy's, but just you're going to be overwhelmed by their counter. It's amazing the amount of selection they have at that Zeddy's counter. 803-0930, star 930 is the number. The other question is, on National Pizza Day, a lot of people will walk in and pick up. A lot of people will get delivered. But when you're getting your food delivered, you tip, right? I mean, that's the go-to. You tip when you get a delivery. And by the way, I hate to go on this rant again, but if you're ordering on something like a DoorDash and wondering why your food hasn't come and you left a $0 tip, guess what? That's why your food didn't come, because drivers aren't going to accept a $2.50 order, okay? So if you want your food in a timely manner, maybe add a tip. But when you go to pick up, and from people who work the counter at a pickup place, at a pizza place, do you tip? And for the people that work there, should you tip? What is the expected tip when you walk in to pick something up? You know, because anywhere you go now, you're getting asked for a tip. Would you like to tip? You know, the people that open your beer cans at the stadium, would you like to leave a tip? So do you leave a tip when you go to pick up an order? 803-0930, star 930. Now, I asked this question on my Facebook page about your favorite pizza places. You know, it's National Pizza Day. What's your favorite pizza place? first vote was for Macy's Place. I know that's gotten a lot of attention. I believe they've opened a second location of Macy's Place, the original on Genesee. The same person who recommended Macy's Place also asked me if this is going to be followed by a 10 or 20 minute rant about how I need to lose weight. No, we'll do that tomorrow. That'll be... my buddy Rick said Metro Pizza on Clinton Street in the city. Never heard of that till just now, but I looked online and Metro Pizza definitely is going to have to get the try. But like, this is what I said. This is what I'm talking about. There are so many pizza places in Western New York. Every time I do this topic, I get recommended a place I've never heard of. Another vote for One Pie, a vote for Santora's Pizza Drive-In at Transit and Clinton, Pharaoh's Famous in West Seneca, Bocce on Bailey. Let's see, another one here on my Facebook page. Bella's in Hamburg, another one I had not heard of. There's a vote for Zetti's on here. Franco's, the closest location I can think of is Eggert and Bailey, but I know they have a few throughout the area. Avenue on Hurdle, also getting a vote. And what about you? 803-0930, star 930. And the other question I have, because not only do we have amazing pizza places here in Western New York, but have you ever noticed when you go to a pizza place, all right, now I'm a huge fan of subs. I know the same guy that complains about needing to lose weight is now talking about all the food that's, yeah, I get it, okay? You don't have to remind me, I know. There is something about pizza place subs. You cannot beat it. Why is it that the best subs come from pizza places? Throughout Western New York, the places that have pizza, wings, and subs, if I'm in the mood for a sub, that's where I'm going. There, and I can't even single one out because they all have good subs. It is amazing the selection. I mean, you can never go wrong in Buffalo with a chicken finger sub. Chicken fingers, lettuce, onion, blue cheese, a little bit of cheese. Oh, can't beat it. Cannot beat it at all. But I just, how did it get to where pizza places in Buffalo have perfected the sub? You know, pizza and a sub. It's always baffled me in a good way. Like, I'm not complaining. I think it's great. But it's always just amazed me about how the pizza places in Western New York haven't only perfected pizza and wings, they perfected the sub. They perfected the apps. Right now, you've got a lot of pizza places that they have better bar food than some bars. This is very interesting. The menus, you know, it kind of goes against what Gordon Ramsay said. Gordon Ramsay used to do a show where he would go into a failing restaurant and he'd yell at them. It was very entertaining. And he'd find out what was wrong. He'd redo their menu. And he would always talk about how, you know, the menus that go on and on usually mean that the food quality is not that good if they have that much of the quantity. I don't find that to be true with pizza places in Western New York. Because, like I said, a lot of the pizza places in Western New York have not only perfected pizza and have their specialty style of pizza and their specialty style of sauce. And you have people that, you know, like regular sauce. You have people that like the sweeter sauces here in Western New York. But they've also perfected, you know, so many other things. So I have not found that to be true. I get what Gordon Ramsay's talking about. He's talking about your sit-down restaurants, and that's probably true. But in Western New York, at pizza places, I have not found that the places with the more expensive menus, like you can have 60 subs on a menu and every one will be delicious. 803-0930, star 930. And if you want to talk about your favorite pizza from outside of Western New York, I'll take that as well. Because I love Buffalo pizza. I think Buffalo pizza is delicious. But there's no denying that there are some amazing pizza places in New York City, right? Dave Portnoy rated John's of Bleecker one of the best in New York City. And let me tell you, my wife and I, we went there a few years ago. Yes, it's definitely worth the travel if you're in New York City to go check out a slice. Let's go to William in Wheatfield to kick things off. Hey, William, thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, hi. A couple pizza places that are really good, and they always get a crowd at Good Guys Pizza in North Tonawanda on Payne Avenue. The place is always crowded. But one of my favorites is the loaded pizza that Fred's makes that's in Pendleton at Five Corners. They make an absolutely fantastic loaded pizza there.
Now, what's on this loaded pizza, Fred? I'm sorry, Fred's the name of the place. You're William.
Yes, yeah. You're going to put me on the spot now. Different veggies, different meats.
It's really so because, you know, a lot of places, William, not a lot of places here, but some people will say a loaded pizza, the more the toppings, the more it affects the dough. You're saying that's not the case at Fred's.
No. The sauce comes through really good. The dough comes through really good. And like the, you know, on a loaded pizza, you know, if there's one thing you don't like, you can eliminate it. I know they had like olives on it. I don't care for olives, but they'll put on their broccoli. I like broccoli on pizza, so they'll put broccoli on there for me. But, you know, it's like five different vegetables, couple different meats. It's a great loaded pizza. Anytime I have people over, I always get one from Fred's. Fred's loaded pizza, and everyone loves it.
Hey, William, sounds delicious. I have it up right here. I'll read off those toppings. I appreciate the call. The loaded pizza obviously has cheese, pepperoni, mushrooms, green and black olives, hot peppers, sweet peppers, onions, and sausage. Unlike William, I would keep the olives on. I'm a huge fan of olives on pizza. That pizza, as served, to me sounds delicious. Also sounds like one that I can only have one slice of, and I'll be good to go. Let's go to Bob down in East Aurora. Bob, you got some East Aurora pizza places?
Well, not actually East Aurora, but I have a pizza place and a sub place. Now, as far as the pizza goes, probably in the last 2 years, I've really gotten into the wood oven fired pizzas. I don't like regular pizza anymore. I like the wood oven fired pizza. And there's a place that we go to over in Hamburg, and it's called Butera's. And it's right on Main Street in Hamburg. And the guy's father, he started the original pizzeria in Hamburg. And the oven is actually from Italy. It's all Italian stone and brick. And the girl that makes the dough, they do it like kind of like at the bar. And you can see them putting it in and everything. And it's just delicious. And everything they do there, they roast in the wood fire oven. I mean, meatballs, the wings, everything. So what I get on that pizza is I get the, of course, the pizza. And I like, you know, the red sauce, the cheese. And then I get roasted red peppers, and they cook them off first in the oven too, you know, for when they're prepping for the week. And I get the roasted chicken that's done in the oven, and I get black olives and bacon, and it's absolutely delicious. And they have, they got, you know, beer and wine. It's a craft bar.
Yeah, looks good. Now, what would you say is the difference in the taste of a pizza from a wood oven than a regular oven?
Well, you know, it's not really, I mean, you know, forget about smokiness. That's not it at all. It's just, you know, the wood is just used as a vehicle for heat, you know, and the stone somehow, I don't know, almost like an air fryer concentrates the heat. But what I like about it, it's the crust is thin. And when it comes out, it's just always the perfect temperature. I mean, when it comes right out of the oven, I let it set for 1 minute, and you can immediately eat it, and it doesn't burn you. It's just always a controlled temperature.
That sounds great. Now, where's the sub place, Bob?
Now, the sub place is, it's awesome. I got turned on to this when my mother was in the hospital at Mercy Hospital. It's called Imperial on South Park. It's a well-known South Buffalo and pizza, and it's a really cool sports bar now. And what I get there is the stinger. It's chopped up ribeye steak and chicken fingers.
Yes. Oh, stinger is a Buffalo specialty. And you know what? It's funny you mentioned Imperial. My wife and I went there to watch the NFC divisional game against the Giants and the Eagles, and it is a great spot to watch a sporting event.
Isn't it just a comfortable place to sit at the bar there? And it seems everybody in South Buffalo is friendly. You know?
Yes.
They're really friendly. But those are my two spots. And I mean, if you get out to Hamburg, try that Butera's.
We'll do.
It's next to the Coyote Cafe.
All right. Hey, Bob, appreciate the call. And, you know, Imperial also they have great subs. They also have really good pizza. My wife and I went there and had pizza and wings while watching the Eagles Giants. We were in the area helping out with something. And we were there for... I'm trying to remember why we were there. We were there helping out with her brother's photo booth company, and we had some time to spare. So we went to Imperial to watch the end of the game and got pizza and wings, and it was delicious. So Imperial's definitely on the list. Very good pizza. As someone texted in, Joe, what about where's the bad pizza in Buffalo? And when we're talking local spots in Buffalo local spots, there aren't any. I mean, there's just really good pizza all around. It's difficult to get a bad slice of pizza from local places here in Western New York. We will take our final call. Will be Brian in Buffalo. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going today?
Doing all right. Where's your pizza spot?
My pizza spot would have to be Nino's on Orchard Park Road.
Oh, yes. Used to live right by Nino's.
Grew up in West Seneca. Worked there when I was a kid delivering, with the exception of putting 100 miles a night on my car just in town. The tips were outstanding.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And one other prop to these guys is they make their own blue cheese.
Isn't that the best?
Far and away. I have one pie right up the street from me here in Kaisertown, and Nino's will blow that blue cheese right out of the water.
There's something about people that can perfect that blue cheese here in Buffalo. Nino's, definitely, Brian. Appreciate the call. It's funny, you know, he talks about working there as a kid, and it's funny how those places, obviously, you have people's horror stories of working at places and never going back there after they quit. But it's funny, a lot of people who worked at pizza places locally will continue to go back there. Like I said, I mean, I worked at Lenovo in high school, in college, even when I started out of college. I worked there for a while, and it's still one of my go-to places. You know, I have great memories of working there. Yes, you put a lot of miles on your car, but if the tips are good, it makes up for it. And it's still one of my favorite places to go for pizza and for subs. So on this National Pizza Day, if you're going to go out and get some pizza, you know, go and support local business. We have a lot of great local pizza places here in Western New York. I think that goes without saying. You know what I mean? And hey, you know, if you're going to be like me and go do a big workout this afternoon, maybe you have a slice from one place for lunch and a slice from one place for dinner. You know, support as many local businesses as you can. That's probably what I'm going to do. I'm saying that because I know my wife's not listening. But I plan on having a big workout this afternoon. So why not have a lunch slice and a dinner slice? We'll see if that actually happens. But I always love the topic of putting the focus on local places and putting that spotlight on local business. I think it's very important. We obviously learned that during the pandemic, how important it is to support local business. Well, that doesn't stop since the pandemic's over. Continue to support these local places because they are putting out just some amazing food. So support your neighborhood pizza place tonight. Or this weekend for the Super Bowl, or both, depends on what your appetite is. And I appreciate the calls, appreciate the text, a lot of texts, a lot of calls, a lot of social media interaction today. Always a fun topic to do. And you know what? Since the Super Bowl is this weekend, maybe we'll bring it back tomorrow. And by bring it back tomorrow, I mean from 2 to 6, because tomorrow I will be filling in for Tom Bowerly. 2 to 6. Tom is taking tomorrow off, a much deserved day off. So I will be in 2 to 6. Pasquale Maggiore will be hosting the BMAZ and Beamer show tomorrow. So make sure you tune in for Pasquale tomorrow at 9. And you know what? It might be gloomy outside, but make sure that you are the sunshine to everyone's day. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 here on WBEN.